one quango that we want to get rid of at the Treasury, which is the payment systems regulator, which is one that's, you know, doing important work, but businesses have been telling us that the regulatory landscape is just too complicated. You've got the payment system regulator alongside the FCA and the Bank of England, and they want a simpler system to engage with. So we set out our plans today to get rid of that regulator, to incorporate its functions where appropriate with the FCA. This will be following a consultation on the detail over the summer. But this is all part of giving a simpler environment for businesses so that they can get on with growing, with supporting economic growth in this country and putting more money in people's pockets.
How many people work there?
Well, that will all be looked at as part of the detail over the summer, so I'm not going to get into the detail about the
Do you know how many people work abolition.
I don't have that number to hand, Nick, but that's going to be looked at over the summer in terms of the detail of how this
so
is going to play
scrapping,
out.
So you're scrapping a regulator, you have no idea how many people you're making redundant?
Well, let me be clear, Nick, that what's driving...
Don't you think you should know? I'll tell you. It's 160 people. Didn't take me that long, did it? What happens to them?
Or can I just be really clear on this, Nick, that what's driving our decision around the payment system regulator is making it simpler for businesses, because what businesses have told us is that it's too complicated engaging at the moment with different regulators in this space.
Okay.
We want to make it simpler. So
what happens to those 160 people? Do they move to other jobs within the civil service?
So the detail about the workforce will be arrived at through the consultation about how this change will be implemented over the summer.
So more consultation.
What is driving... Well, it's right when you're talking about...
The reality of this is, isn't it? Let's be honest with each other. You're scrapping quangos, but the last time I looked, this takes us over 70 different consultations that are going on with this government, consulting on everything from breakfast clubs to bombs in the Ministry of Defence. Why can't you make decisions? Why does everything have to be consulted upon?
Well, the decision is taken, which is that we want to abolish the payment system regulator. The detail, to make sure we get it right, is the subject of the consultation. And it is correct to take clear decisions as a government, but then to make sure we get the detail of the implementation right. Because no one would thank us in businesses or the British public at large if we rushed it and got it wrong in terms of how we implement a decision. But that's the difference here, Nick, in that we take clear decisions as a government in terms of, in this case, getting rid of the payment system regulator, but then we consult on the detail to make sure we get it right.
How much do all these quangos cost, Mr. Murray?
I don't have a global figure here today, but we know that there is far too much waste in government as a result of the different quangos that there are and duplication across government departments.
Can I suggest you read a newspaper, respectfully? Because it's a newspaper that's told me that the PSR has 160 people. And there's a newspaper that tells me that there were 18 quangos that spent more than £1 billion each year. Why does a journalist have those figures and you don't?
Well, I don't know which paper you're talking about
it's
there.
The Times, but it's important to you.
Well, thank you. But look, the point here is that we need to make sure that we are not wasting money on duplication.
£2.80, that will cost you, and you'll have all the facts and figures.
Thanks for the tip there, Nick. I could also listen to your show and
indeed.
Get them, couldn't I?
But so, don't you think you should have these facts and figures to hand in a position of responsibility that you have? Shouldn't you know how many people might lose their jobs? Shouldn't you know how much money it's costing?
Well, but hang on a second, Nick, because you're talking about, you know, people's jobs there. And actually, what's driving the decision behind our plan to abolish the payment system regulator is, yes, making sure that government's more efficient, but it's also to make sure we're responding to what business